Hey, everybody, I'm Zach.
And I'm Jesse.
You're watching Tesla Time News.
Episode 403
on Now You Know. Thank you to Delete Me for sponsoring this episode.
Delete Me is a hands-free subscription service that removes personal information that's being sold online. It's happening more than you might think.
So a Florida man is suing GM and LexisNexis over the sale of his Cadillac data.
Automakers have been sharing information on driving behavior with the insurance industry, and that has resulted in increased rates for some drivers.
So LexisNexis Risk Solutions and another data broker called Verisk claim to have real-world driving behavior from millions of cars.
Data brokers are companies that collect and sell your personal data to anyone who's willing to pay for it.
So protect your privacy by removing your data from hundreds of data brokers with Delete Me. That's what I do.
When you sign up, you will get a privacy report in 7 days outlining what information they found and deleted. Delete Me will work to remove your personal data like phone numbers and addresses, even photos, email addresses, and lists of relatives.
Their experts will monitor sites and repeat removal as needed, and you can make custom removal requests.
And you can easily add family members to your Delete Me account, creating a unified hub for family privacy protection.
Every family member's digital presence is protected, significantly reducing the risk of unwanted exposure, stalking, spam, and scams.
With easy-to-use controls, you can manage privacy settings for the whole family under one roof, offering unparalleled peace of mind knowing that your loved ones are protected.
So sign up for Delete Me via our link in the description and use our code NYK20 to get 20% off eligible plans.
Thank you to Delete Me for sponsoring this episode.
So Tesla published this 2-minute video on X last week. We're going to show it to you on Patreon bonus stories today and share some of our thoughts, but there are what appear to be some hidden gems or Easter eggs in it. The first one is this.
What is that, like a printer?
I don't know. I believe this could be a view of the upcoming robo-taxi. I'm guessing it's the rear of the car, but let us know down below in the comment section what you think it is.
Well, we asked our Patreon patrons on this week's Patreon poll, so we'll see what they think it is. I think it's the front of the car.
Ooh. So that was like 1 second into the video. If you do frame by frame, you see so much. Next up, just a second later, is this.
And what's the big deal about this?
Well, it appears to be a screenshot of the RoboTaxi app. We can see we're going to the Stanford Shopping Center, 3.1 miles away, which should take 15 minutes to get to. It's 68 degrees in the car. The audio volume is set to 3 out of 10. And we see that the music that we selected to play. Our seat is set to auto, whatever that means.
So cooled or heated seats.
Oh, okay. And we even see the route that we're taking. And then later in the video, we get this other screenshot, which looks like the RoboTaxi order screen.
What's significant here is that it shows that there is one capacity, which could infer that this is a rideshare variant.
Yeah. I mean, Uber today has a market cap of $134 billion with 7.1 million drivers. Uber doesn't own the cars or the driver. Tesla will own the driver and already has about 4 million FSD-ready vehicles on the road. Now, at the 4-second mark, we see this little gem, Tesla chief designer Franz von Holzhausen with another design engineer looking at drawings of what appears to be the seats for the upcoming robotaxi.
It seems to confirm that the upcoming robotaxi will be a 2-seater like we see in this early robotaxi prototype.
And I think that's a huge deal because about 85% of Uber rides are for 1 or 2 passengers. Here we get another view of the 2-seater robotaxi mock-up with what appears to be a new seat. The label on the wall says NV93 Vehicle Package Side View. And we end with this quote from Elon. Quote, my prediction is that the majority of Tesla's long-term value will be Optimus. And that prediction I'm very confident of.
So think about that for a moment. Tesla already makes cars and batteries and solar roofs and superchargers. And the company is currently worth over $500 billion.
Elon is saying that Optimus, the upcoming humanoid autonomous robot, is going to be the majority of Tesla's value. Something that Tesla doesn't even sell yet is going to be its biggest revenue generator. So Sawyer Merritt posted, breaking, Tesla's FSD supervised version 12.4 has started to roll out to employees and it has no steering wheel nag, according to Not a Tesla app. When enabled, the driver monitoring system now primarily relies on the cabin camera to determine driver attentiveness. I know this nag is talked a lot about in X and online and stuff, but I don't know if it's really that big a deal. What do you think, having it go away?
I think that the interesting point is the nag came from autopilot.
Okay.
Autopilot was on highways, so the steering wheel was basically going to be between here and here. And so applying a little bit of pressure wasn't that big a deal because the steering wheel was never moving that much.
Okay.
when we're talking about full self-driving, the steering wheel can turn all the way to the left and all the way to the right because that's what it's doing. And if you need to apply pressure to a steering wheel that's moving a lot, it's easy to not do a very good job and accidentally take it out. Pull it out, which you don't really want to have happen if you weren't expecting to do that.
Right.
So I think that it is actually a smart idea to get rid of the steering wheel nag just in general. Again, regulation might lag behind where they go like, but that was fine 5 years ago. And it's like, right, 5 years ago, these cars weren't making U-turns and stuff like that. Well, I guess this next story proves that the squeaky wheel does sometimes get the grease.
So Avanza Bank in Sweden heard from a bunch of upset Tesla shareholders who weren't able to vote their shares in the upcoming June Tesla shareholder meeting, and Avanza Bank has made an exception. They said, "We have received many requests to be able to vote. Normally, we do not offer the opportunity to vote at general meetings outside the EU, but we have made an exception in this case."
So now about 84,000 Tesla shareholders will be able to vote their shares in the way they want to and not how the bank wants to.
And Elon posted, "Thanks, Avanza Bank." Also now 59,000 Tesla shareholders at Nordnet. Rasmus said, "You can now vote your Tesla shares at Nordnet if they are held within a brokerage account or equity savings account. You can either vote to agree or disagree with all management recommendations."
And Elon said, "Thank you."
And What's Up Frank says, "Breaking, Scottish Mortgage Investment Trust backs Elon Musk's pay package. The trust has 3 million Tesla shares."
Elon said, "Much appreciated. They keep their word on a deal." But so we have two major financial institutions allowing people to vote and then a third voting for Elon's pay package.
Yeah, keep up the pressure, guys, because I think that these banks don't want to look bad. And if they're making exceptions, now it's even easier to get another bank to make an exception because it's like, well, Avanza made an exception. Why can't you?
I really wasn't expecting it. I was sort of expecting that they would go, "Well, you know, we're in the bank and that's just the way
you
things
put your
are.
Money in the bank and that's where it stays." No, I'm just excited that people are keeping the pressure up. And it looks like, I mean, I get the vibe that Elon's going to get the votes.
He got the votes before the company made all the money, right. So I don't know. So unlike many other companies that like to greenwash, Tesla just released their 2023 impact report full of actual impressive feats that help make the planet a better place for all of us.
As Tesla points out in their report, 1 in 5 premature deaths worldwide is caused by pollution from fossil fuels.
Oh, that's only 1 in 5. That's nothing.
That's 8 million deaths every year, so it ain't nothing. So case in point, how about Tesla's supercharger network?
We use lots of different charging networks, and unfortunately, most of them suck.
One of the key features that we all want when we're EV charging are, wait for it, surprise, chargers that are working.
And, well, would you look at that? The Tesla supercharger network had a 99.97% uptime in 2023, the best yet.
Wow. Okay, so for 5 years, it's never been below 99.9% uptime.
It's incredible, especially since I can't remember the last time we visited an EA charger that didn't have at least one charger out of order.
Here's another fun Tesla statistic. In 2023, we supported the recovery of enough battery materials to produce 43,000 Model Y rear-wheel drive vehicles. 43,000 just from scrap.
So that's battery recycling. So when people go like, "Well, I'm just worried about where they're going to get all the materials for the batteries," you can go, "Oh, well, they can get it from the stuff that's already been mined."
And I feel like that number's significant. I feel like that number's more than like GM and Ford made last month in EVs.
You just have a feeling?
I have a feeling. Or how about this one? We make the most efficient electric SUV on the road. And what we're looking at here, these numbers, these are miles per kilowatt hour. So the higher the number, the better, the more efficient. And
that's
Model
the
Y?
Model Y.
Yeah.
The Model 3 is even more efficient.
I know.
And by the way, I've been testing out the Cybertruck. It puts the other two electric trucks to shame.
Really? In terms of efficiency?
Yes. Well, not just efficiency.
Or maybe you have that person that always bugs you about car fires.
"I saw in the news last night that there's a Tesla car fire. Oh, they sure are dangerous."
Well, guess what? Here's the real data. Vehicle fires per billions of miles driven. ICE cars have 8 times more fires. So if you heard about that Tesla fire, you didn't hear about 8 other stories where ICE cars were on fire.
I would also like to point out that when Teslas catch on fire, they catch on fire much slower
exactly.
than an internal combustion engine car because each battery has to catch on fire, which takes a while, which right. means that most of the time people are able to get out of their vehicles. Most of the time, the vehicle tells them to get out.
Right, because I mean, combustion isn't even in their name.
Right. In a gas car, you have a gas tank that's full of gasoline. When that starts to leak, you have tons of fumes. And then once it catches on fire, it all catches on fire. Whoosh. And that's what gives you the burns and the deaths.
Makes for good movies, though.
makes for great movies.
But I heard that Tesla has dangerous working conditions because they're not union.
Tesla has a global work injury rate 63.9% lower than the rest of the auto industry.
But doesn't Tesla have kids working in cobalt mines in the Congo to make their cars?
No. Tesla was the first company to buy cobalt directly from mines, and they use on-the-ground audits and high-res satellite imagery to check on the mines all year long. As Elon has said, these mines use gigantic mining machines. They don't use kids digging by hand.
But I've seen pictures.
No, you haven't seen Tesla's cobalt mine. Tesla just released their latest safety data for Q1 2024.
And it's been over a year since Tesla has released its autopilot safety data. The latest data shows one crash for every 7.6 million miles driven with drivers in autopilot.
That's a 16% improvement versus their previous all-time best.
Now, without autopilot, the average Tesla drove for 955,000 miles before getting into a crash.
By comparison, the average U.S. driver drove 670,000 miles before getting into an accident.
So that's 285,000 more miles driven before getting into an accident.
Or essentially, Teslas are 29.8% safer without any computers or cameras.
So to help interpret this chart, the scale is from 0 to 8 million miles driven along the top.
The gray line is the U.S. average miles driven per one accident.
The light blue is Teslas driven without autopilot. And the dark blue is with autopilot.
And I know you could go like, well, the autopilot, that just means that they're on a highway and it's much less likely to get into an accident if you're on the highway, blah, blah, blah. That's fine. That's fine. Just take that whole amazing data set and just throw it out the window if you want to. Look at the light blue line, okay? Why is that the case? Why are Teslas inherently safer than other cars on the road? It comes down to how they are manufactured, how they are built, and the way that they are. Having the battery pack in the floor means that the majority of the weight is low, which means you have a low center of gravity, and it's centered in the car.
Mm-hmm.
Most cars have a big honking engine right up front. That means that most of the weight is in the front, and when you slam on the brakes on the highway, what happens? You've seen the footage before of the cars, and they slam on the brakes, and all of a sudden the back wheel pops up, and they have no control, and because the center of gravity's all off, it just goes all wonky, and they slam into the side of the barrier. Teslas don't have this. They are so much safer because of it.
And you know what? Former Tesla board member Steve Jurvetson made a chart that makes the data much easier to see, I think. So he said, the path to the inevitable future, all vehicles will be autonomous EVs. Here's the safety data on average miles between accidents. Red line is the U.S. average. Green is Tesla driven by humans. Blue is Tesla driven by a machine. Mm. And the AI keeps improving via software updates, Elon said.
100%.
So, I mean, I think this chart really shows it. Let the computer drive, you get a much safer vehicle.
And we're about to get full self-driving, which... maybe it'll take a while to ramp up, but it shows the rate of innovation that full self-driving can do.
Or if you want, share this easy-to-read infographic. And I think it's important to share this data because what's, I think, the number one reason you should choose one car over another? Safety.
Mm.
If one car is safer than another, that's probably your best choice if you can afford it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Teslas are the safest cars. Hey, and if you like the work that we do, sharing the truth about what's going on in the world, please hit the like button so more people can find out.
So would you like to work at Tesla?
Yes.
Tesla reported last week that they received 5.9 million job applications in 2023. That is a 64% increase from 2022.
Hang on. Tesla hired 12,618 new employees in 2023, right?
So let's take a look. I made a chart of how many employees Tesla had at the end of each year since 2009.
Oh, wow. All right, that gives me another idea. But to my first point, if Tesla had 5.9 million job applications but only hired 12,618 employees in 2023, then only 0.21% of applicants got hired? So my chances are really slim.
What's your second point?
Well, see that flat spot in your chart there from 2018 to 2019?
Mm-hmm.
That's when Tesla's employee count actually went down. Right?
Yeah, that was during the whole Tesla's going to go bankrupt time period.
Well, when they came out of that rough period during the Model 3 ramp, they actually took off, right? I mean, stock price went nuts, sales went crazy. And so many people had said up to that point, oh, look, they're firing employees. This is the end of the company.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, a lot of people have been shitting on Tesla for the past few months, talking about the layoffs, the flat stock price, the lagging EV sales, etc. What your chart shows is that this could very well be an indication that Tesla will soar after the recent employee pruning.
Yeah, I think it's an excellent point. I mean, Tesla does need to prune from time to time.
It's what happens in the garden.
Yeah.
You know, after you do some pruning, it looks awful. And then in the spring, it comes back even better.
Right. I remember the first time I learned how to prune basil. Because you can make a basil plant that just is a bush if you really want to. But like I've always been so nervous about pruning that I hardly ever
get. Me too. I've got the worst looking basil plants. All right, time for the Cybertruck Roundup.
Yeehaw! The Cybertruck Roundup.
Well, we now know what's likely to happen if you steal a Cybertruck.
How do we know that?
Because this guy apparently tried to steal one. This is 41-year-old Corey Cohey of Milford, Connecticut. On Saturday, May 18th at around 7:30 in the morning, Cohey reportedly stole a Cybertruck that had just been delivered to a new Tesla owner in Lincoln, Delaware. State troopers were called by the victim, who was tracking his now stolen Cybertruck on his Tesla app. The troopers went to a residence on Brick Granary Road and followed the owner's directions to a dirt path off of Pinecone Drive. There, they saw the 2024 Tesla Cybertruck, but before they could approach it, Cohey drove away. The troopers followed in a brief pursuit before Cohey must have realized that he was driving one of the most difficult to blend in vehicles in the world, and he gave up a short way down Pinecone Drive. He was taken into custody, charged with theft of a motor vehicle, disregarding a police officer's signal, criminal trespass, and failure to have a license in possession. Cohey was arraigned and committed to Sussex Correctional Institution on a $4,002 bond. This is a public service announcement from the law offices of Dewey, Cheatham, and Howe.
Remember, folks, if you're planning on committing motor vehicle theft of a Cybertruck, bring your driver's license with you.
Because you're going to be caught. That's pretty much a certainty.
And when you're caught, you can reduce the number of charges against you by having a valid driver's license in your possession.
Precisely. You're already going to be charged with motor vehicle theft, but why add time to your sentence by forgetting your driver's license?
We advise our clients who are planning on stealing a Cybertruck, when you are being chased by the police, drive to the closest Tesla delivery center with lots of parked Cybertrucks so you can blend in.
This is not legal advice. Zach and Jesse are not lawyers. This is a parody. Don't break the law. So there you have it. Don't steal Cybertrucks.
So a Cybertruck was driving it through Maine when a moped driver wasn't paying attention, and bam, luckily there was no damage done to the truck.
How can you be so sure?
Because that was me.
What?
So I've looked all over the place and I haven't found a scratch anywhere. The kid was fine. I told him to be more careful. As you could see, he wasn't looking at all.
Was he like looking at the Cybertruck? Oh, that's so nice. You guys like hugged it out. He's okay?
Yeah, he was fine. The Cybertruck was absolutely fine.
Maybe don't ride a moped in shorts or something.
I told him to be a little bit more careful. Don't ride with his phone in his hand. Because that could have been much worse for him.
I got nervous on two different levels there. Yeah. I got nervous for the kid. And then when you came out, I was like, wait, what?
Yes. It is a Cybertruck.
He just was looking around and he wasn't.
He was looking somewhere
else. And you caught
this
all in Sentry Cam.
Yes. So if it had been worse, you'd have it all on Sentry Cam. Not that he was going to run. He was very apologetic, but.
Wow, I'm so glad everyone's okay.
Yeah. No, it was really scary, but everything's okay. I didn't feel it.
So how did you know? You just turned around like
my girlfriend was like,
did something just whack us?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah. So it's a Cybertruck. It's a Cybertruck. Doesn't take any damage. How about that?
Wow. Huh? Wow. I got to see that again. Now that I know everybody's fine.
And I mean, I had nowhere to go. So even if I had seen, it wouldn't have.
How did he?
So you'll see he was looking at like someone on a bike. It looked like. So,
but I mean, of all the things to not be watching.
I know. And this is after about 5 minutes of him driving behind me with the phone trying to film me. So he's going looking at the biker, not paying any attention.
Oh, God.
Hand wasn't on the brake.
Oh.
Other hand's holding a phone.
Wow. So. Luckily, he did brake at the last second.
No, he didn't.
Oh, no? What was he riding, by the way? What is that?
That's a little moped.
Is it gas or electric?
Yeah, gas.
Oh, it's gas. Okay. Yeah. I was like, I don't recognize it.
Yep.
Wow. No, I mean, really good point. If that had been a regular truck, there could have been easily some denting damage or whatever. Wow. Glad everyone's okay.
So last week, you remember that we showed off that bed screen that Cybertruck Owners Club user Puchanix made.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this week, Cybertruck Owners Club user K-Pet went to his local screen company and made this.
Whoa. Okay, so that extends the length of the bed while also giving you like a tiny screened in porch.
Now, again, this wouldn't be waterproof, but I think that it would give you great bug protection, and it would allow you to sleep all the way, like stretch out your legs, which was the problem.
I know exactly what you're doing as soon as the show's over. I know exactly what you're doing.
The cool thing was it only cost him $100. So I didn't know that there were like custom screen companies. But apparently there are. This was made at Action Screens in Vancouver, Washington.
Wow.
He said that they just kind of threw it together in the course of an afternoon and that it cost them $100.
That is awesome.
I think it's really cool.
Yeah. And I assume it kind of folds up smaller?
Yeah. So basically he was going to hold it all together with Velcro.
Smart.
So that way you could take it all apart.
Put it together.
Throw it in the back of the truck and, you know, be camping.
I think we should build it.
I think so, too. What I noticed the other day was I went for a car wash and there was water in the bed afterward. Not like a lot, but some of it had.
Are we going to show that video?
Yes. We are making so much content about the Cybertruck. So be sure to stay tuned here on Now You Know.
Yeah, hit that bell button so you don't miss it.
We're coming out with one video a week, at least until we have a huge enough backlog to maybe do two. Although YouTube hates it when we put out too much content. So yeah, just stay tuned. We have one on lots of different fun Cybertruck stuff.
So U.S. Army veteran Lamar M.K. from North Carolina bought an early Cybertruck. It's in like the 2200 VIN range. And it gave him problems. Tesla replaced the dash, but it still had problems. They persisted. So he tweeted about it and he talked about it on his channel. And guess what just happened? Tesla gave him a new one. Lamar posted, I officially joined the Tesla family around 11 months ago, but I've always been a fan. Yesterday, when I received my replacement Cybertruck, my confidence in the brand was completely restored. This level of customer service is exactly what I expect from a company I love and support. I extend my gratitude to all the dedicated individuals at Tesla who took time out of their workdays and weekends to resolve this issue. Words can't express how thankful I am, and a huge thank you to the Tesla community for their unwavering support. Here he is talking about it.
It's been a roller coaster pretty much, but I'm glad they made it right, and now I have a brand new Tesla Cybertruck. Big shout out to all the people at Tesla. You guys did the right thing. Check it out. Still representing the Tesla brand. I'm all in on Tesla, man. I'm just happy they made it right.
So, of course, Tesla haters had been using Lamar's experience to say that Cybertrucks suck. We're here to say that so far, our experience with the Cybertruck has been amazing.
So Kevin Melnick said, Tesla employees mentioned they have Cybertruck stock with no customers willing to pick them up. Prices are too high, they say. Good news is the Foundation series may soon come to an end. Demand peak for sure as we see the prices on the used market come way down. I'm still worried for Tesla's Q2 and cash burn as inventories build. Other locations in Florida are packed and overflow lots as full as ever. This does not sound true.
And Siddhant Aswathi says, not correct. We are actively building Foundation Series.
And if you're like, who's Siddhant Aswathi? Well, it turns out he's Tesla's Cybertruck Vehicle Program Manager. So I think he knows what he's talking about. So I think we'll know if Cybertruck's demand drops when we see the end of the Foundation Series, which I think will go till about, I'm guessing, 20,000 builds. I think we're at about 12,000 builds now. Mm-hmm. But let us know what you think in the comments. I don't think that there's lots full of Cybertrucks that are waiting for people to actually come buy them because you can't order one unless you put a deposit down. So I think this is all trucks that are going to be delivered or...
Pictures didn't happen. This is not a hard picture to take.
Right. He showed one picture of one Cybertruck in one lot in Florida. That could have been a repair. That could have been a delivery.
The week that we went to go pick up our Cybertruck, there were like seven Cybertrucks in the lot because they were being delivered.
Right.
So if you have a Cybertruck, you're going to need a cyber vessel to go with it.
What's a cyber vessel?
It's this, a stainless steel travel bottle custom designed for the Cybertruck cup holders that holds 20 ounces of fluid.
That's cool. How much is it?
$50.
All right, let's order one. Oh, it's out of stock.
Yeah.
You can also order it in matte black, but that's out of stock too.
That's also out of stock.
Hey, and if you want to find out about all this stuff, I mean, that's where I found out about the Cyber Vessel minutes before it went on sale, and then it was sold out. Go to Cybertruck Owners Club. They have all the information, and it's just incredible. And now that we're Cybertruck owners, I feel like I belong there.
You know what's funny? I went onto the Tesla like store page, and they have lots more stuff than I thought they had. They have purses.
They have Cybertruck purses?
They do. They have Cybertruck purses and Tesla purses.
Oh, wow.
Little backpacks.
Are they made of stainless steel?
No. Oh. They are made out of fake leather. I think it's Franz's wife's
company. Right. Yeah, she's got the faux suede company.
Yes.
Very cool.
So you want to go on another e-bike adventure with us?
Join us on our newest YouTube channel, Now We Adventure. This week, we traveled from Everett to Waltham in our home state of Massachusetts. You'll get to see Harvard and MIT.
And our favorite place to get computer parts.
Whether you're never planning to go on an e-bike,
or you're a seasoned adventurer, we hope that you'll find our episodes fun either way.
I think a whole new world of travel has opened up to us in the past few years with the popularization of e-bikes and e-scooters, and the expansion of many bike paths and lanes that weren't around 10 years ago.
We'll show you some really cool routes that I'll bet you never knew existed.
We'd love it if you checked out Now We Adventure today. So along with all the new features that the new refreshed Tesla Model 3 Performance got from Tesla, the adaptive suspension, the new sports seats, the newly designed motors and the drive gears, the new spoiler, the new front fascia, the new 20-inch forged wheels, it also just received its EPA rated range of 303 miles or 487 kilometers.
And it still qualifies for the $7,500 federal tax credit here in the United States because it comes in just $10 below the $55,000 price limit.
So what do you think of the range, the 303 miles?
Well, I think it's about what I expected. I mean, the Model 3 long range has 341 miles of range on the 18-inch all-season Foton wheels, and that drops to 305 miles with the all-season 19-inch Nova wheels. Look, wheels and tires make a big difference. Big wheels may look really good, but they usually bring with them a fairly significant drop in range and comfort.
And I mean, anything over 300 miles is awesome. And I think if you wanted to, you could put like different tires on the Performance to get a better range.
Because another thing is 300 miles back in, say, 2016 was really good. But 300 miles today is amazing. And you might be saying, shouldn't it be getting higher, Jesse? No, the supercharger network has expanded to the point where instead of it being like 100 miles from the nearest supercharger, you're most of the time you're like less than 10.
I know. And speaking of routes you never knew existed, Elon just posted on X, the Boring Company connects another hotel in Vegas. Within a few years, you'll be able to get to all major destinations in the city super fast with electric cars and tunnels. No need to imagine. You can try it today between Resorts World and the Convention Center.
And the Boring Company tweeted, Proof Rock subtly emerges between Virgin Hotels LV. Thank you for being a great partner. Excited to open your Vegas loop station.
So it looks like Boring Company is slowly and steadily expanding its Vegas loop.
Yeah, here is the overall plan from the Boring Company's website. Now, this map is old and misleading, I think, because the orange is supposed to be current projects, but I did a little digging.
He's outside digging.
And if you zoom in and look closely, you'll see that the Virgin Hotel is located at Paradise Road and East Harmon Ave.
That's just a block east of the MGM Grand.
Right. I mean, the Virgin Hotel is about 1.8 miles south of the Las Vegas Convention Center Central Station.
So wait, the Boring Company is actually making great progress. I mean, way more of this map should be orange, like all the way down.
Yeah, if this is any indication, I wouldn't be surprised if a bunch of new stops start coming online in this next year.
And if you're like, well, that's just a cute little pet project of Elon's.
Nope.
Yeah, Elon reposted the Boring Company's post, 2 million passengers they've had so far.
And again, I think that this is so smart to have the Boring Company in Las Vegas, because where is like a place that a lot of Americans go? Las Vegas. And where do you not want to be walking outside when it's 115 degrees outside? Las Vegas. You want to be in a nice air-conditioned electric car in a tunnel underneath Las Vegas. It's so cool.
But do they have slot machines in the cars?
They could.
Looks like Tesla is adding another color option for the Model S and X this time, and it should help raise margins.
We're talking about Lunar Silver, which Tesla describes as a clean silver with a pronounced metallic effect and subtle blue tint.
Wait, so what's the difference between the new Lunar Silver and the Quicksilver that's now being offered on the Model Y?
Well, here's the side-by-side. I'd say it's subtle. One thing, though...
really subtle.
One thing to keep in mind is that the Quicksilver doesn't really get captured that well on images.
True.
I've noticed the new red, especially.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Synovus.com.
Mm-hmm. On the new Model 3, looks really, really good in person.
Yeah, yeah.
Something about the multi-layer coats of paint
looks
really
layers.
Good in real life. you know, full speed and dual eyes. It just looks really good. It's like it's made for that. So I would expect that the Lunar Silver is going to look excellent. Now, this new paint option will cost you an extra $2,500.
That's going to help their margins. It kind of makes the Cybertruck's included stainless steel color seem like an even better value. Tesla Owners Club Netherlands posted Lick Show Setup. So this is a light show. It's actually Tesla owners in Salzburg, Austria, with 200 Teslas and a custom scripted light show. And then when nightfall comes.
And Elon said, cool. And because of the music, we'll be showing the whole light show over on Patreon bonus stories.
It ends in a very unexpected way.
Yes. That you're not going to want to miss.
Hey, and if you want to share a clip you've seen on this show, but you don't want to share the whole show, go over to our Now You Know Clips channel or X, where we chop them into little bite-sized pieces that are so easy to share. All right, so for some space news this week, you got a lot of it. Elon said we're aiming to build two towers at the Cape for Starship, one at 39A and another to be determined. We don't have the final approval yet. So if you're watching FAA, let's approve it.
Elon posted this video, and he says we plan to move the display rockets closer to the road because this is a public road down at Boca Chica, and people can drive by and take all the pictures they want.
SpaceX posted launch rehearsal for Flight 4 complete. Elon said Starship Flight 4 in about 2 weeks. Primary goal is getting through max reentry heating. Worth noting that no one has ever succeeded in creating a fully reusable heat shield. Shuttle required over 6 months of rework. And so I did the math. That would be June 3rd, if it's what he said.
That's coming up.
But then he said 3 days later, Flight 4 in about 10 days. Okay, so that's June 2nd.
Ooh, that's really coming up.
Steve Jurvetson said the Q1 launch report just came out. SpaceX has grown to 87% of the world's tonnage to orbit, a new high.
87% of the stuff that gets launched into orbit comes from SpaceX.
Elon said SpaceX might exceed 90% of all Earth payload to orbit later this year. Once Starship is launching at a high rate, probably over 99%. Has to be, or we can't build a city on Mars or a base on the moon. We file almost no patents, so nothing stopping competition from copying us. Oh, what a dig. Elon said Falcon and Dragon are the best in the world at what they do. The SpaceX Starship is alien technology. Nothing like it has ever been attempted. So it is capable of lifting the entire pressurized volume of the International Space Station in a single flight and will do several flights per day. Wow, he's just dropping the mics.
I know. I hope that when Starship happens that they just start putting up lots and lots of space stations.
Yeah.
Why not? How cool. Lots of space stations.
Well,
some
I mean,
go this
they're
way,
essentially
go that way.
They're essentially going to be space stations because I mean, they're going a lot of them are going to be up there for refueling anyway.
That's a good point. But I just want people to be up there, like, yeah. Oh, I went up on the space station.
Yeah.
Oh, which one did you go? Oh, I went on Omicron 5. Oh, that sounds fun.
Falcon 9 has broken yet another record. On May 17th, SpaceX launched a Falcon 9 booster 1062 with 23 Starlink satellites for the 21st time. It had been launched just 35 days earlier for Flight 20.
Wow.
Mario said Starlink has now been approved in Zimbabwe. I think that's the 100th country for Starlink.
And Elon said, yay! That's amazing.
And if you've been wondering what's up with that other private rocket company, I think it's called Blue Origin. It's owned by Jeff Bezos, is it?
Uh-huh.
No. Jeff who?
Well, on May 19th, they just launched their first crewed mission since September of 2022.
This is Blue Origin's New Shepard NS-25, launching with a crew of 6 from their West Texas launch site for a little hop into a suborbit. This was their 7th crewed flight.
Now, they didn't disclose how much each crew member paid to take the flight into suborbit of 107 kilometers. And anyone who knows about space knows that's not really space. That's a hop.
You know, you get in, you get up there, and then you fall back down.
So how
it's like if you know, when you throw a rock and then it comes back down. That's what a suborbit is. An orbit is where you throw the rock and then you go, where is it? And you go, it's flying around. I threw it so fast it's flying around the Earth.
And no, they don't reuse their rockets.
Hmm.
All right, it's time for Into the Future, sponsored by our friends at Henson Shaving.
This is the Henson Razor. You can get one over at hensonshaving.com. And if you use our code NOWYOUKNOW, you can put a box of 100 razor blades in your cart and check out with them for free. Shh, don't tell anybody. It's free. Escape into the
future. All right, so do you remember the story that we reported on back on, I think it was TTN 303, The town of Bargersville, Indiana, was adding their 8th and 9th Tesla to their police fleet back in June of 2022.
Actually, we first reported on Bargersville and their police chief, Todd Bertram, back on TTN 156 in September of 2019 when they got their first Tesla police car. At the time, they projected that they would be saving over $5,000 a year in gas just for changing out one police cruiser to electric.
Fast forward to today. Bargersville PD now has 13 Teslas in its fleet, and Chief Bertram says that they saved, get this, $80,000 in fuel costs compared to gas-powered police cars, enough money for him to hire 2 new officers. We're going to hear from one of those new officers and what he thinks of his new ride on Patreon bonus stories, so please consider supporting us on patreon.com/nowyouknow for as little as a buck a month. You're not going to want to miss it.
Oh, and get this. Bargersville PD just traded in their first Tesla 2019 Model 3 police cruiser and got $17,500 for it. They usually get $5,000 for an Explorer if they're lucky enough to get anything.
Wow.
So it still has a resale value after they, you know, use it in a police force.
Yeah, I can't wait to talk about this on PBS. All right, it's time for Going Green. Redwood Materials, the battery recycling company based in Nevada, posted last week, "We're partnering with Ultium Cells, the GM-LG joint venture, to recycle 100% of the production scrap from their Ohio and Tennessee battery plants. Together, we're building America's battery supply chain."
Redwood said that they plan on ramping up the recycling process to produce enough cathode battery materials for 1 million EVs per year.
Now, does this latest partnership suggest that GM is finally getting their EV production up to scale? Because remember, they were having problems at their Ultium battery factories in Ohio and Tennessee, and then they hired that former Tesla executive, Kurt Kelty, and now it seems like things are going smoother.
Maybe they just have a lot of scrap that they want to give to Redwood, and then Redwood can just turn that into more battery stuff that they can sell to Tesla. I don't know. So how much scrap does a battery factory produce?
Well, according to Redwood, typically 5 to 10% is the average.
Okay, so GM's 2 Ultium plants, the one in Warren, Ohio, and the other one in Spring Hill, Tennessee, are supposed to be producing a combined 50 gigawatt hours of batteries per year. So that could mean 2.5 to 5 gigawatt hours of scrap materials, enough to make 33 to 66,000 EVs per year, which is not bad.
Wow, just from the scrap.
Right.
So remember last time we were in the UK, we rode on a BYD all-electric bus in London?
Now BYD has just announced that they have an improved electric double-decker model, the BD11, that will debut in London in the second half of this year. The BD11 can seat 90 passengers with a 532 kilowatt-hour battery and a range of 400 miles. That's 643 kilometers.
Now, currently, get this, BYD has 1,800 BYD electric buses operating in the UK, which have been driven over 127 million kilometers.
These electric buses reduce CO2 emissions by 137,000 tons a year.
Not to mention the diesel fuel savings and the massive reduction in pollution. Also, the BD11 now allows for charging with 2 charging plugs, so you get double the charging speeds. You can go 0 to full in 2 hours.
So viewers, if you ride on an electric bus, please share a quick video with us on Video Contributor Stories.
And thank you in advance for the awesome job all our contributors are doing to make the show great. Father's Day is coming up, and if you have an EV dad in your family, we have the perfect Father's Day gift idea for you. This, the EVject Escape Connector. It helps you stay safe when charging.
You just attach the EVject connector to the charging head before plugging in. If something sketchy happens while charging, simply hit the lightning bolt button on your screen, shift into drive, and the EVject connector will break away, allowing you to drive away all without damaging the charger or your car.
Now, obviously, we hope that nothing sketchy ever happens when you're charging, but the problem is that with EVs, when your car is plugged in, you can't drive away without getting out of your car and unplugging the charger, and that exposes your dad, or whoever, to dangers.
With the EVject connector, you can get out of Dodge quickly and never be a sitting duck again. And if you ever need to use it, our friends Craig and Eric at EVject will send you a new one for free.
So don't hesitate. Order your EVject today for your dad at EVject.com. Use our referral code, and here's the big part here. Put in NYK, you will save 50%.
That's right, 50% off.
All right, it's time for sunspots. Elon posted on Friday, Tesla Megapack batteries are great for buffering energy at scale.
And how about this for scale? Tesla Megapack posted, Megapack goes gigawatt.
Yeah, this is 300 megawatts or 1.2 gigawatt hours of Tesla Megapacks. They're coupled with a huge solar array. So, okay, what we're talking about here is the Aravon Eland 1 and 2 solar farms. They have 758 megawatts of solar, which is being built here in the Mojave Desert in California.
So where the red pin is, it looks like a field of solar mounts. I don't see any panels.
Yeah. So when this photo was taken from space, they were just starting the project.
Oh, interesting. But now there are panels there.
Yeah. I think phase one's done, and I think they're starting phase two.
But there also looks like there's a bunch of other solar farms nearby.
Yeah, that's because this is a great location for solar. This is close to Southern California population centers, but also a desert. So it receives an average of 279 sunny days per year versus the U.S. average of only 205 sunny days. It also gets an average of 7 inches of rainfall per year, so practically no rain. So if we zoom out, we see that it's not far from L.A., for example, which is only about 100 miles away. This will be one of the largest solar and battery projects in the U.S. when it comes online in Q1 of next year.
And so you take all that solar energy, which could be like 5 or 6 gigawatt hours per day, and you store 1.2 gigawatt hours of it so that during the night, you can help stabilize the grid without the need to fire up gas peaker plants.
But I think what a lot of people watching are wondering is, how many households could this 1.2 gigawatt hour battery power overnight?
Are we talking like 10,000, 20,000, maybe 30,000?
Try 1 million U.S. households could be powered for 14 hours by this battery. Do the math yourself. That's based on the fact that the average U.S. household uses 19 kilowatt hours per day.
That's pretty good. And we're talking about at night.
At night.
Yeah, the numbers are astounding. 5 to 6 gigawatt hours of power a day made by this plant.
And a lot of people, probably in the 5 to 6 years ago, would have said,
that's impossible.
Well, that would be so expensive
and impossible to do.
No, even today, I keep hearing stories where people don't get the battery part. So they're like, yeah, but what do they do at night? And that's what they do at night.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, look, if you'd like to get solar on your roof and maybe batteries in your house, but you have lots of questions because things are changing fast, talk to our friends at Energy Pal. They'll help you go solar for less. Just tell them that Zach and Jesse sent you and they'll do it for free. All right, it's time for our video contributor stories. We need your stories. Send them in to us at hello@nowyouknowchannel.com. Jesse, what do we have this week?
Caroline sent us this story about all the EVs she has spotted recently.
Hi, Zach and Jesse. Caroline from Golden, Colorado. Amazing how many electric vehicles we can find in this small, tiny parking lot. We have a Rivian R1T, a Tesla Model 3, a Bolt, and a Tesla Model Y. This is a great example of how electric vehicles are becoming more and more popular. In spite of what you hear, don't forget to like and subscribe.
Thank you, Caroline. That's awesome. This is what I mean. It's easy to do, but it's so great to see what's out there in the world. Because I think if we don't actually see from people on the ground, we get complacent. We think like, oh, nothing's really happening. Mm-hmm. It is happening. Thank you, Caroline. All right, it's time for Patreon bonus stories. And on Patreon this week, we've got so many stories just for our patrons.
Zach is going to tip his hat to a new Tesla competitor?
Doesn't happen often. We're going to show you that Tesla light show with the surprise ending. Tesla is also starting to hire again.
What Joe Rogan said about Elon.
And how much money do Tesla police cars save, and so much more.
Along with Investor Club bonus stories. Head on over to Patreon. You can see all of our Patreon bonus stories for just $1 a month.
Keep independent journalism strong and get all of these bonus stories.
You're really missing out if you don't join us, so come on. What's stopping you? It's $1 a month.
All right, we're back from our Patreon bonus stories. It's time for the poll. What was the question?
What do you think this is?
Ooh, number one was back of the robotaxi, but close second was front of the upcoming robotaxi.
Maybe it's like the... Maybe it's both.
A front and back.
Maybe it's both.
Or it's an office printer.
I think it's the front.
Okay, I think it's the back.
I think that it has that kind of front look and it's going to come up.
Let's have a bet. Let's have a gentleman's bet. I think it's the back. You think it's the front?
I think it's the front.
All right, let's find out.
That's quite the bet. We should
find out on August 8th.
I hope so.
All right, it's time for Elon's X's of the week. Doge Designer says, there's many car manufacturing companies, but the legacy media only attacks Tesla. There are many social networks, but the media only attacks X. There are many billionaires, but the media attacks only Elon Musk. Why is that?
Elon says, well, to be fair, the legacy media sometimes attacks other billionaires. But yeah, it's weird. Maybe I just get a lot of clicks. The legacy media is a click-maximizing machine rather than a truth-maximizing machine.
Sophie says, an insane percentage of the most successful people I know have a borderline unhealthy obsession with sports or an athletic endeavor.
Elon says, not me. That's true. I don't think I've ever seen him.
Well, he's done some sumo wrestling.
He likes fight. That's not really sports. I mean, I know that it is, but it's not the same thing as like throw a ball. It's more like kill someone with their hands.
Peter Swindon says, question, should we scrap wind turbines and build more nuclear power instead?
Elon says, wind turbines are fine if out of the way, where they aren't an eyesore. They are competitive when paired with batteries. Nuclear fission is a no-brainer. We should have a lot more of it.
Hmm. Wall Street Silver says, seems a bit odd. Why are the ingredients different? Are we being poisoned in the USA? And we're talking about a Twix in the US versus the UK.
Elon says, British candy is better. Actually, most countries have better candy than America. Why do we have subpar candy?
Hmm. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. says 71% in poll want RFK Jr., third parties in debate. I look forward to holding President Biden and Trump accountable for their records at the CNN debate in Atlanta June 27th to give Americans the debate they deserve.
Elon says you should be in the debate.
And then RFK Jr. says, will you host one?
And Elon says, sure.
RFK said, X is where the debate should be, the new public square with 100 times the audience of CNN. Then he said, Donald Trump, I know you've got the guts to do it. Do you want to call POTUS or should I?
And Elon said, true.
Sarasastra says, Jensen Wang says, all the NPCs in video games will soon be chatbots and creating game worlds will be easier than ever.
And Elon said, true.
Scott Adams says, our elections are designed to not be fully auditable. That isn't an accident.
And Elon said, true.
Doge Designer says, Scarlett Johansson declined OpenAI's proposal to use her voice for AI, but they used it anyway?
Elon says, dick move, Black Mirror IRL, again.
Elon said, yeah, it's obviously a ripoff. They were literally bragging about it. Colin Rugg says, new, President Joe Biden appears to think he was vice president during the pandemic. Says Obama told him to go to Detroit to fix it.
And when I was vice president, things were kind of bad during the pandemic. And what happened was Barack said to me, go to Detroit and help fix it. Well, poor mayor, he spent more time with me than he ever thought he's going to have to. God love you.
Wow, these debates should be fun. For those who don't know, Mike Pence was vice president during the pandemic.
And Elon said, wow. Elon said, this is the quality of humor we want from Grok. And Grok was asked, is Dune just a cheap ripoff of Star Wars? And it says, no, Dune was a very expensive ripoff of Star Wars, because not only did Frank Herbert have to watch Star Wars, write the ripoff, he then had to build a time machine to go back in time to write it before Star Wars came out. It's a joke. And a pretty good one for an AI to write.
Yeah. World in Science says playing video games lowers the risk of depression later in life for boys.
Elon says, works for me.
New York Post says Meta and Google leading nearly $1 million lobbying fight to kill New York online child safety bills.
Elon said, why?
Elon says teamwork can solve anything.
If we could successfully build this Dyson sphere, that would be great.
Elon said, interesting visit to Los Alamos National Lab today. Discussed a lot of science. Wink. What's the wink?
I guess it's the people that he talked to. I don't know. Wink.
What do we just want?
I don't know.
Elon said, double exclamation point, something weird happened with autocorrect today. I was writing the birthday of my sister and it automatically filled in the correct date. What? Mario says, AI warfare is going to be terrifying.
Elon says, we should limit future wars to drones. Humans will die very fast.
Texas Lindsay says, wow, mainstream media outlet Bloomberg wrote a positive news story about Elon Musk and X. Love to see this.
Elon says, this is rather rare.
President Biden tweeted out, 160,000 borrowers will soon learn that their student debt has been approved for cancellation through my administration's actions. Education should never be a barrier to opportunity.
Farzad said, oh, awesome. How about all the payments I've made towards mine for the last 10 plus years because I worked my ass off to make enough money so that I can pay back my loans and be a productive member of society? Will those be forgiven too?
And Elon said, no, but PhDs in Marxism will. Elon say a lot of social media is bad for kids as there is extreme competition between social media AIs to maximize dopamine. And then X News Daily showed this. Elon just refused a question from Business Insider because he said, quote, it's not a real publication.
Bushri.
Hi, Elon. It's Priya Srivastava from Business Insider. Taking into Tesla, Tesla's had a bumpy few months looking at flagging sales at home, stock market decline, layoffs. When you look back, are there anything...
We can stop the question right now because I don't think Business Insider is a real publication.
Okay.
So let's move on to the next question.
All right. Thank you.
So next question, number four.
Hi, Elon. My name is Shahrukh.
And Elon says, true. The crowd knows.
Good for him.
Yeah.
Lex Friedman says, first coffee in the morning is one of my favorite things about life.
Elon says, yeah, caffeine doesn't affect me much, but I like the ceremony of it.
Caitlin Jenner says, I love this guy. Thank you, Elon, for pointing out the absurdity and, frankly, the danger of political correctness. I'll say it again for everyone working on new AI platforms and existing. It's quite all right and highly preferable to misgender to avoid nuclear apocalypse.
Elon said, hear, hear.
Nat Friedman says, where are you getting your dopamine this week?
Elon says, ex and kids, means his children.
Mario says, breaking, Putin is ready to end the Ukraine war.
Elon says, Ukraine will most likely decline because NATO won't let them stop the war yet. That allows Putin to tell the Russian people that he offered peace and it was refused, so there is no choice but to ramp up the war.
Elon then went on to say, babies are financially punitive to most families. Government should at least even the scales.
Russia, in new push, increasingly disrupts Ukraine's Starlink service.
And Gavin Baker said, a different headline would be Starlink remains the only working communication system at the front line despite persistent efforts by the Russians to disrupt it. Other U.S. military comms equipment such as Viasat went down in the first few hours and never recovered.
Elon said, exactly. SpaceX is spending significant resources combating Russian jamming efforts. This is a tough problem. They have succeeded in shutting down every communication system except Starlink.
Peter Diamantis says, olive oil rocks. The large prospective cohort study of 92,000 adults observed over 28 years found that the consumption of more than 7 grams per day of olive oil, a half tablespoon, was associated with a 28% lower risk of dementia-related death compared with never or rarely consuming olive oil, irrespective of diet quality.
Elon said, especially on pizza.
World of Statistics says, Batman got his name from his fear of bats. Using that same logic, what is your superhero name?
And Elon said, AI Man. He's afraid of AI.
Mario said, Finland sees lowest birth rates ever. Finland's birth rate hit a record low in 2023 with a total fertility rate of 1.32 children per woman. Only 43,000 children were born, the lowest since records began in 1776.
Elon said, it's happening almost everywhere.
Elon said, WhatsApp exports your user data every night. Some people still think it's secure. And he said, more people get a 4-year college degree than need one or use one. Logan says, how long till AGI?
And Elon said next year.
Pedro says, why are Americans more ambitious than Europeans? Because over the last 500 years, the more ambitious Europeans moved to America.
Elon said, America did effectively select for ambition.
Elon said, just a reminder that Earth is almost empty of humans, contrary to what many people think. And he said, aircraft carriers, along with anything that has a human pilot or driver, are outdated technologies. And this is Berkeley Labs looking for the elusive neutrino. And Elon said, anything that potentially challenges the standard model is a very interesting experiment. Wild that germanium-76 takes 100 trillion times the age of the universe to decay, yet it is observable in a year if you have about a ton of it.
New York Post posted, 6 people contract brain worms from eating undercooked bear kebabs.
Elon says, gives a whole new meaning to bear in mind. And we're on to community mail time. Remember, share your stories and videos with us at hello@nowyouknowchannel.com.
Vera spotted this 2024 Chevy Blazer EV in Waterloo, Ontario, Canada.
Grant saw this Model Y in Melbourne, Australia.
Wow, look at those wheels. Bob sent us this picture of the Cybertruck with a Redwood Materials logo on it in Reno, Nevada.
Nice.
That's cool.
Caroline spotted this orange Cybertruck in Boulder, Colorado. That stands out.
Justin saw the Cybertruck at King's Cross in London, UK.
Wait, London?
Whoa.
Moon Thief found these Lion electric buses in Winthrop, Maine.
Andre saw this EV delivery van in Lisbon, Portugal.
Chris spotted 3 Cybertrucks and 3 Quicksilver Model Ys in Corona, California. That's a delivery. Cool.
Andy came across this autonomous robot on a farm in northern Indiana.
JD saw the Star Wars-themed Cybertruck at a local EV event in Maryland.
Is that Darth Vader?
Oh, man. Talk about being invaded.
Oh, my gosh. Zachary spotted this Chevy Bolt EUV supercharging at a Meijer grocery store.
Wally saw this Highland Model 3 in Vancouver, Canada.
Andre spotted these Cybertrucks at a local service center in Michigan.
And Mark sent us this picture of the Model Y with the Northern Lights in Hayward, Wisconsin. Wow.
That was awesome.
That is really cool. It's time for supercharger reviews. Let's see what's out there in the world.
Hi, Zach and Jesse. This is Scott. Reporting in from the Lee, Massachusetts Tesla supercharger installation. 8 version 2 150 kilowatt chargers. It's off exit 10 of the Mass Pike. It's in the parking lot of a Big Y market. Lots of fresh food in there. Bathrooms. They're open from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Check Make that 9 p.m. It's a nice installation near the Norman Rockwell Museum and the famous Red Lion Inn. Check it out sometime. I'm going to give this one a 7 out of 10. Now you know.
Hey, this is Eric. I'm at Gila Bend, 18 stall, 250 kilowatt charger in Gila Bend, Arizona, on the Mexico border. There's 8 over there and 8 over here, or 10 over here. Give it a 8 out of 10 because it's the middle of nowhere and there's a Love's gas station with a Taco Bell behind me and also a Carl's Jr. over there. 8 out of 10, now you know.
Hi, my name is Greg and I'm at the Spring Mill Inn at Spring Mill State Park in southern Indiana. And this is a place where there's 2 Tesla destination chargers and a Clipper Creek charger. And the inn here has a restaurant and rooms. And there's a game room with an air hockey table and ping pong table. And the park has a historical interpretive center and plenty of walking trails. And it's a real nice weekend getaway from nearby Indianapolis. I got to give it 7 out of 10. Back to you.
Hi, Zach and Jesse. This is a report about a brand new supercharger in Hanover. It is the first supercharger station in and around Hanover, and it is located in the north of the city in the industrial area Altwambüchen, conveniently located between the Highway A2 that connects the west of Germany with Berlin and the Highway A7 that runs across Germany from north to south. Here are 20 stalls installed with 250 kilowatt charging speed. Even several trash cans have been installed, something I have not seen at any of the superchargers I've visited before. The parking spaces are not covered, which is a shame as there would be space for solar panels. Directly near the chargers is a mall with various stores. The place for food is a KFC about 2 minutes from the chargers. There's also a charging station from a local provider with 4 parking spaces, but only one can charge at a time. All in all, I give here 6 of 10 points because there's little choice of restaurants and because of the remote place.
Now you know.
Those are awesome. So useful. I love to see destination charger ones, which, by the way, please fill in those as well because they're very useful. And I love the hours of the bathrooms and stuff. Like, that's useful information. Yeah. So thank you so much, guys. If you want to review one, it's super easy. Go to our website, nowyouknowchannel.com. There's a super channel page. It's easy to upload them on YouTube, and it helps everybody. All right, what do we got for new superchargers?
We have number 187 in France is the 12-stall version 4 in Vernolay, France.
Number 114 in Japan is the 4-stall in Osaka.
Number 107 in Taiwan is the 5-stall in Taoyuan.
We got the 4-stall 120 kilowatt in Jiaxing, China.
The 3-stall in Taizhou, China.
The 6-stall in Shenzhen, China.
The 15-stall version 4 in Felden, Germany.
The 3-stall in Nanjing, China.
3-stall in Suzhou, China.
Number 2070 in China is the 3-stall in Taizhou.
Number 211 in Germany is the 7-stall version 4 in Langenhagen, Germany.
Number 41 in Indiana is the 8-stall in Carmel.
And number 457 in California, number 2,268 in the United States, and 6,391 in the world is the 12-stall in Fremont at Thornton Avenue, California.
There's a lot in Fremont. Yeah, there's a bunch there, yeah.
That's awesome.
What a full week of news, huh?
And guess what? Zach and I have even more stories that we're following this week all in one place at patreon.com/nowyouknow. We've got Patreon bonus stories every week for just $1 a month.
And we've got the Now You Know Investor Club bonus stories if you want to join us on that tier.
Remember that we can't do this without your support. Delivering independent news that you can trust every week takes a ton of work. And all of these people over there are what makes it possible.
Yeah, so thank you to everyone who makes it possible.
Thank you so much for watching.
And thank you for being awesome.
We'll see you next week.
Now You Know.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy.
It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.